SS 1100 AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Tropical storm Ernesto strengthening as it swings north of Puerto Rico. Winds about 60 miles an hour. People are being warned to stay out of the ocean. Puerto Rico's main energy provider is asking people to call if they detect outages. The U.S. continues working to get ceasefire talks going again in the Middle East. That as Israel braces for a possible attack from Iran, the State Department approving $20 billion in new weaponry sales to Israel. Ukrainian troops continue their offensive into Russia. ABC chief foreign correspondent Ian Pannell has more.
Another region of Russia declaring a state of emergency over Ukraine's audacious operation across the border. Overnight, the governor of the border region of Belgorod calling the situation very difficult following attacks by Ukrainian forces, saying houses are destroyed, civilians dead and injured. Belgorod, of course, being used to launch consistent deadly attacks on Ukraine.
ABC's Ian Pannell. This is ABC News.
I'm Lisa Hale with WISS News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section at WISS.FM.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin voters say no to two questions to amend the state constitution. Melissa Kay reports.
The executive branch will retain the sole power to execute all federal funds, as it has since 1930. This means when federal funds are directed to the state, the governor has the power to accept them and get those funds quickly to where they are most needed. I'm Melissa Kay, Civic Media News.
Rebecca Cook is the winner in the 3rd Congressional District Democratic primary in western Wisconsin. She takes on Republican incumbent Derek Van Orden in November. Tony Weed is the winner in northeast Wisconsin's 8th U.S. House seat Republican primary. He faces Democrat Kristen Lierley in the general election. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. Voters turned out to choose nominees in primaries for several state and federal contests yesterday. One of the most hotly contested races was for the 8th Congressional District. Trump-endorsed Green Bay businessman Tony Weed faced off against two seasoned state legislators in two elections. One was for the remainder of Mike Gallagher's current term until January. The other is for the full-term election. Tony Weed won both primaries and will be the one to face Dr. Kristen Lierley in the November 5th ballot. Brown County Executive Troy Streckenbach says the 2.29% population growth the county has seen since the 2020 census is thanks to wise infrastructure investments like the VV29 interchange, the Southbridge Connector, and the Denmark Business Development Project. Brown County ranked third highest of the 72 counties in Wisconsin for adding residents and population increase. And that's what you need to know. I'm Lisa Hale, WISS News.
The Brewers reboot for L.A.
Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers lost again last night at home to the Dodgers. Final score 7-2 in favor of Los Angeles. William Contreras with his 15th home run of the year, about the only highlight for Milwaukee. Tonight, it's Frankie Montas on the mound for the Brewers against the Dodgers' Walker Buehler. NFL. Matt LaFleur asked if he's concerned about running back A.J. Dillon's performance against the Browns.
Yeah, it wasn't good enough. I mean, there wasn't a whole lot of daylight to run the ball, and certainly when you have three cracks at it to get a yard, and you don't get it done. I mean, that's a problem.
Dillon only gained 2 yards on 4 carries and had this to say.
I graded a 98%. If you know football, you watch the tape and you don't look at the stats and you are actually put yourself in the game, somebody else go out there and do more than what I did. If you don't live inside my house, your opinion to me is so secondary that I couldn't be bothered with it. And I promise you, everybody in this building is working their ass off to do the best they can.
That's Packers running back A.J. Dillon. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Sunny this morning with clouds increasing this afternoon. We'll get into the low 80s for a high today with wind out of the south at 5 to 15. Showers and thundershowers tonight, tomorrow, into tomorrow night. Some locally heavy rainfall amounts of an inch or more possible. Our high tomorrow in the low 70s. Scattered rain will continue through Thursday into Friday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now it's 64.
With a little financial support from the Wisconsin Chairs Child Care Subsidy Program, more is possible. You can focus on work, continue your education, and take advantage of opportunities that make your family stronger. Best of all, you can give your child a great start with the high-quality care they deserve. What's your more? Learn how you can get help paying for childcare by visiting wishares.wi.gov today.
Join Lou Rugani for the Music of the Stars every Sunday morning from 7 a.m. until noon. Lou brings back the nostalgia from the golden age of radio with the music, drama, and comedy shows that made radio magic. Music of the Stars is sponsored by Lakeland Care, providing personalized support that aims to improve quality of life and maintain independence for elders and those with disabilities. It's the Music of the Stars, Sunday at 7 on 98.3 FM and 1100 AM Oshkosh Air Support.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, it's Wednesday. That means it's time for Public Cervix Announcement with Dr. Laura Hanks. If you have a question for the doctor, just send it to janesays@civicmedia.us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, the Valley's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive.
And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here on a beautiful Wednesday morning. We are going to have the Melcors for an encore coming up in a few minutes. But first, we got a gentleman talking about a wonderful, wonderful organization in Brown County.
Yeah, we talk about Brown County, and I, as you all know, the number one place to live in the United States. And they looked at a lot of things, and one of them was really the compassion, the caring that we have for people. And we got a guy with us, Keith Pamperin, who has worked for the city. We worked together for years and years. It's funny, we're reminiscing. His first project was building the Port Plaza Mall. My project
and yours was tearing it down.
And mine was tearing it down.
Great to have you both. Yin and the yang.
Keith worked in the planning department and really focused a lot in housing, too. And how do I say that? You're in a wheelchair. Are you in a wheelchair or you're just...
Yes, I'm okay. In a mobility scooter right now.
A mobility scooter, all right. But you have continued to be active, and you took that to another step, and you have an organization now called
Challenge the Outdoors.
So tell us about that, Keith. Talk a little closer to the mic, everybody. Okay.
Well, Challenge the Outdoors is an all-volunteer 501c3 not-for-profit, donor-supported.
Nice.
And we put on events, hunting, fishing, shooting, sporting events for people with disabilities. Been in existence since 1998. We're excited to announce that this coming Sunday, we're going to have our grand opening of our Peter's Pond project out at Angelica. It's about 20 miles west on Highway 29. But this is an exciting opportunity for us, the first time we've ever owned property.
Well, that's awesome.
And that will be fishing. What are you going to do there?
Yes. Actually, we have a very generous donor, Steve and Christy Noyan, who purchased this property, 13 acres, with a 7-acre pond on it. They developed a clubhouse, built accessible trails all around the pond with five accessible aluminum fishing piers. The pond will be stocked.
Wow.
And in the Sunday, we will have our open house from 1 to 4 p.m. Everybody's invited. We're going to have a pig roast. So come on out.
Will you have side pork?
Yeah, we had that yesterday, Pete.
Just, it's on our new diet plan.
We don't need that.
Deep fried. I had a good friend text me. She said, it's better on a grill than deep fried.
I don't care. If it's on a silver platter,
really
I don't
is.
Want it. No, I believe it. I can't. Hey, Pete, but this is kind of the culmination of a lot of years of you've taken people. You've gone hunting, fishing.
And,
yeah,
and I just want to say this, and I did things with you guys years ago when I was in TV, and I remember when you guys started and everything, there were no opportunities for disabled people for the outdoor. There were none. unless somebody like took somebody to a deer stand and just put them in the deer stand. What you guys have done to open up the opportunity for sports people is incredible.
Well, each year we have a disabled hunt for deer for people with not the deer aren't disabled. Maybe they are after.
I was going to say after you get them, Keith.
Yeah. Maybe after we hunt them.
Yeah.
But we have about 55 people that disabled people that hunt during this hunt every fall. We also have a turkey hunt in the spring. We have numerous fishing outings, charter fishing, trout fishing, that kind of thing.
I know there's a duck hunting thing around Abrams, around that area. And it was it was such a cool thing. It was a young guy for his Eagle Scout project, mm-hmm. built this beautiful thing for disabled hunters.
Sure. And in fact, Challenge the Outdoors was involved in that.
Okay.
We funded the accessible trails and the accessible hunting blinds at the Abrams Project with the Wisconsin Duck Hunters Association.
Right. So that Noonans are the ones who made this?
Yes.
And Keith Pampern, are you the executive director? Or everything you get involved in, you kind of take a leadership role. Yeah,
I'm just on the board of directors. I'm a volunteer. I've been on the board for about 14 years. I got selected to do this interview.
Keith, you know what? I just want to throw one quick thing on here, Jim. What's sad but yet a bright spot in a bad situation, I know at least two people who were disabled because of falling out of tree stands.
Absolutely.
And you guys said, hey, this doesn't mean you have to stop hunting deer. That changed their lives because I know one guy was in such a deep depression that he'd never do that again. That was his passion.
Right.
And you guys changed it.
We have numerous members that, in fact, have become paralyzed by falling out of a tree in a deer stand. Interesting enough, we have a trap shooting team. We have seven members all in wheelchairs, and the name of our team is the Sittin' Ducks.
That's beautiful.
That's funny.
And we shoot at Brown County Sportsman's Club, and all of them came from Challenge the Outdoors.
Two things here, Keith. People who are just learning about this today saying, look, you know, so-and-so's in a wheelchair and love fishing and hunting, and we just don't know how to take them out there. How do they get in contact with you? And then I want to talk the other side. I want to talk about how we can help you financially, but do the first part.
Well, they can go onto our website. It's www.cto4me.org. You'll be able to see the events that we have.
So CTO, CTO, which obviously is Challenge the Outdoors. For me, is it a F-O-R or?
F-O-R,
okay.
Capital M-E.
All right, fine. Okay, all right. So
on that website, it'll show how to become a member. By the way, John, I know that you're an advocate for veterans.
Sure.
We provide free membership to all veterans.
Awesome.
So anybody that's a veteran and wants to, a disabled veteran.
Sure.
That wants to participate, you're welcome and free.
I think you've got a phenomenal organization.
What a nice gift to give someone, you know, your brother or someone, to buy them a membership in CTO.
And our membership cost is outrageous, $20 a year.
I had a really good friend years ago who worked for the DNR, and he was paralyzed from the waist down from a tree falling on him. Jeff Pagels.
He's on my trap team.
There you go. You want to talk about a guy who did not let a big, strong, athletic guy, and instead of sitting and feeling sorry for himself, you want to talk about a perfect, inspirational example of you don't quit, you just keep. You got a big challenge, and you just move on. Isn't he a great guy?
Super guy, and he's got an excellent book that he wrote called Always Climb Higher.
I didn't know that about climbing Mount Everest or whatever. Didn't he do?
Yes,
yeah,
yes. You should.
To get him on the show.
Yeah,
yeah. Keith, the CTO, these activities. How many activities is it year round? Do you fish? You hunt?
It's year round. Obviously, during the seasons.
Right.
The second week in October is the DNR hunt for persons with disabilities, and we have our deer hunt at that time. In the spring, we have a turkey hunt. We have trout fishing spring and fall at Wilderness Springs. Then we have a salmon outing, two different dates on Lake Michigan. During the wintertime, we also have social events like the the Green Bay Blizzard, the Gamblers.
That's awesome.
Rockers, yeah. Timber Rattlers.
You know, we were talking about all this stuff as we get a little bit older about living longer, but you really, one of the things about living a healthy life longer is the socialization. And I think that sometimes that gets underscored. It gets overlooked, and it's like, well, you know, he's eating right and he's walking every day, but you got to have that social interaction to really live a healthier life.
Absolutely. Loneliness, and particularly for people with disabilities, is one of the most difficult issues. We have about 4 or 5 blind members. And if you want to see it put smiles on someone's face, you should see a blind lady shoot a turkey.
Wow. That's and, awesome.
I mean, and we've also had 2 blind people that have harvested deer. Challenge Outdoors provides specialized equipment for that purpose, and it's really cool.
What do you do for fundraising? Because we'd love to promote whatever you've got going on.
Well, in April, the first weekend in April every year, we have our Sporting Clays shoot out at J&H. That's our major fundraiser. Just last year, we started a second fundraiser because now we have this property that we have to manage. And so we have a banquet in January, and we'll be having another banquet this coming January at Stadium View. I can get that information to
you. Please, really, Keith, you're just such an awesome person, but this is good stuff. I mean, this is really, really great. And to someone to know that life's not over. I mean, I'd love to hunt and got paralyzed.
Whatever you did before, these guys will find a way. You'll do it afterwards. Yeah.
Well, we have one member that actually, when we learn about people who have had an accident and then they're in the hospital, we have one member that goes to the hospital and visits them and tells them exactly that. Life is not over.
No.
We've got a lot of good opportunities for you to participate.
And again, I just want to mention the socialization part of it, too, is so healthy.
Yep.
I think that's great. Fishing, but my dad never let us talk when we went fishing, but you guys can come.
The other interesting thing about Challenge the Outdoors is the board of directors is all volunteers, and most of them have disabilities. So we have people with disabilities planning events and activities.
Who knows better?
Is there anything you guys are missing that, you know, the community could or we could promote or get together? I mean, I know you have wonderful support, but is there anything that's missing?
Well, we're starting out on the north end of this 13-acre property. We're starting out. We want to build a Vita course for people in wheelchairs to exercise.
Oh,
and nice. We want to build a 3D archery range.
Oh, wow.
So that'll be our next effort after we get this.
Please keep us in the loop on that.
Yeah, and you know some of these chamber organizations that do community projects, you know, Eagles. What a great opportunity, because you're going to need a lot of stuff around that 17 acres.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Whatever we can do, you got it.
Yeah. Keith, this is great. Thanks for doing this. I mean, you could have, you worked for the city for how many years?
38 years.
38 years. Okay. And I'm sure you could have just retired, but instead you're giving back again. This is, I just think the world of you. You're a good guy.
Well, I think anytime we can help people, that we need to do that.
Yeah.
And you know, I work for help out the amputee veterans program. You people are the most, I don't want to say inspirational,
they are.
But you guys just, you cut through the BS better than anybody and just get bleeped
done.
You
do it right. That's you get it done.
Keith Pamperin, Challenge Outdoors, tremendous organization. Whatever we can do, you're,
CTO, you got us. CTOforMe.com.
Thank awesome. You.
Thanks, Keith.
Thank you so much. Back right after this.
Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
Most of us can agree everyone deserves the right to make their own medical decisions. Politicians should have no say at all. Thankfully, we have leaders like Vice President Kamala Harris who are standing up for our rights to make our own medical decisions and protect abortion rights. As Vice President, Kamala Harris helped lead the administration's efforts to protect abortion rights after the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. Vice President Harris has worked to defend access to emergency medical care and support the ability to travel for reproductive care. She's fought for access to high-quality, affordable contraception and strengthened reproductive health privacy. Vice President Harris has defended our rights and freedoms against right-wing extremists who want the government to make medical decisions for us. She's a champion for our rights. Visit www.abwt.org/Kamala and tell Vice President Harris, keep fighting for our freedom to make our own medical decisions. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, home for Matt and Air on Air.
Hey, welcome back. Special thanks to Keith Pamper and Challenge Outdoors. Wonderful organization.
Yeah, and a
we will
guy.
Support them every step of the way, whatever we can do.
Yeah,
he's no a good question guy. About it. Ben and Deanna Malco are back because we've had some questions come through that we want. For Ben and Deanna, what are some of the things people should look for in the basement of a home they're looking at buying besides heat and water and things like that?
Yeah. So great question. First and foremost, you look at the heating. I usually check the side of the furnace, see if there's a sticker on it, see if there's been yearly maintenance on it. Water heater, they'll usually have a date on it. The plumber will write sometimes at the very top of the water heater the date that they installed it.
What is the general life expectancy? Because, again, that's one of those questions I used to get. I had no idea.
Yeah. I mean, you know, for a water heater, roughly.
Oh, this thing's got a lot of life left in
it. Yeah, it looks good. Oh, yeah. Make the water hotter than hell.
It's looking
working
good.
Today.
Yeah. Looking right. good. Yeah. No, water heater, you're probably looking at about 10 years.
Right.
10
okay.
years out of a water heater. Maybe right. a little bit more.
I mean, it really depends on what kind, too.
Yeah, it does. It does.
And I just want to say, you talked about it. Maintenance, we talked about, you know, maintenance on older houses, but every house should get that stuff checked every year. You know, and it's not that expensive if you get on a program with them. They don't like when you just call them out of the blue and, you know, then it's, they put you in a queue and it's like months. But, you know, if you set it up where you come in every, whatever, March or whatever to come in and check that, I think that's a good thing. It's going to help you sell your house too when you hand them that thing.
Well, it shows,
like your car.
It shows the potential buyers that you keep up on maintenance.
Exactly.
So if you're doing it for your air conditioner and your furnace and your water heater, they just assume you do it for everything, which you should be.
Yeah.
But it's, you know, it's one of those signs that it lets the buyer know, like, these people take good care of this house.
Well, you know, we were even talking about that because we talk about Pella windows and doors and everything and talk about how, was it ROI?
Yes, the return on investment.
Return on investment.
Okay. Everybody knows that. Okay, go ahead. Okay. Right.
Thank you, Jim. Wow, let's talk more about how you outzoned your neighbor. But when you walk up to a house to look at a house, that front door says something about who lives there, doesn't it?
It does.
Though?
Yeah. It does.
Yeah, for sure. Go ahead.
Just things are expensive, but a front door, I think, is overlooked sometimes.
Yeah.
And man, there's so many out there now.
Yeah.
Oh, there are.
Yeah, I love how we go from basement to front door.
Absolutely.
Well,
but you know, another thing I had somebody text me earlier said, what are red flags? They were going to be looking for a house. What are some of the red flags that the actual buyer, not even just their realtor or anything like that, their buyer's agent, what should they look for that might be red flags about a place?
Yeah, I mean, I'll go back to basements, and I pay very, very close attention to the walls. So, you know, are there any cracks? Are the cracks straight up and down, which is actually okay if they're not too gaping and it doesn't look like things are leaking. If the cracks are at a diagonal, that's usually a bad sign. Usually means that there's movement in the soil. Perhaps during construction, it was backfilled too soon. So things are starting to crack in the corners. As you get closer to Lambeau, just because of the way the soil is over there, you'll see a lot of movement in the basement walls. A lot of those are block foundations. So you'll see supports up against the wall preventing any further movement. And that just has to do with the type of the soil and, you know, the climate that we live in. You know,
concrete cracks. I mean, that's what we say.
Cracks, but there's good and there's bad.
Yeah. So you just have to kind of look for the bad.
Isn't there something we said when you have block, if it like comes down and then over and down and over, isn't that a sign of something? For like, it's either a really good sign or not. I shouldn't say a really good sign, but it's something that's just like really normal versus something that would be a defect.
Yeah. You know, usually, you know, the best rule of thumb is to put a nice long level up against the wall. And if you see that, they call it stair-stepping cracking.
Yes, that's
in the block foundations. If it's off plumb, you know, then you should probably, I think it's about an inch and a half, at which point they have to intervene and bracket the wall.
Okay. Yeah, I've seen that before. They put like a metal plate and like a big bolt or something, right?
Yep. That's there's one way to do it.
There's a couple different ways to do it.
Yeah, another way is a steel beam. So you screw it up into the floor joists, and then it goes down into the concrete floor as well. That's another way to bracket a wall and prevent further movement.
I will say one thing. I was shocked. If this sounds like such a little thing, but if the grading of your soil outside the foundation isn't right, I listed a house one time in downtown this area pretty much, and the neighbor, you would have outzoned this guy for 40 years. His downspout was aimed at the neighbor.
Oh, sure.
And all that, but they were great friends, so nobody thought anything of it.
Sure.
And it was so bad then. What that did to the foundation.
Yeah.
Water, just rainwater off a downspout can cause so much damage.
Yeah.
It's mind-boggling.
So much of the water damage that we see in basements, honestly, is from either the grading not being graded right or not having those gutters.
Isn't that crazy? And those little things.
Right.
Little
things. Those can be fixed.
Definitely. Yeah.
Or you can buy his house and rezone it. But there's a lot of
get his ass out of there. You're out. Don't you know who I am?
Yeah. It wasn't me.
And then water. You know, you look for, you know, water is pretty, I mean, even just the markings of it. You can look at a basement wall and know if there's been water issues, you know, in the basement. Yeah.
I mean, there is one exception to that. And that is, you know, kind of going back to Esther Park, is that a lot of these older homes, they didn't have drain tiles that were put in. So while the foundation is super structurally sound, usually, you know, 2.5-3 feet, you know, in thickness, these basement walls, they do tend to seep water periodically just because there's not a drain tile there.
But you can put in drain tiles.
You could put in a drain tile if you want, in a sump pump, you know, it's
there's more risk there. I would say.
Yeah. You guys mentioned something about the old homes. Was it tube and wire? What's the
tube?
Number two. Is that like, if you were to do a defect thing, would that be one to let people know this is from 1926 when this was put in?
Yeah, I mean, there is actually a question on the real estate condition report regarding knob and tube. So, you know, people do their best to answer it correctly, but inevitably, you know, you're doing all the electrical work on the outside that's visual.
Right.
You really don't know what's behind the walls. So, you know, you hate to speculate, but, you know.
Well, and that goes back to the water damage. Like, you know, you can see it anywhere, whether it's in the, you know, sometimes you look up on a ceiling in the living room and you'll see it. It's not always necessarily a bad thing. It could have been old water damage that they fixed the problem. So don't just assume if you see some water damage that you don't want this house. We need to do a little bit more investigating on why that's there and has it been taken
care of. One other thing, I remember taking the test, we had to learn so much about asbestos and stuff like that.
Sure.
But then if it's not, if nobody tears into it, it's okay, right? Because that's like a scary term. Oh my God, it's got this. Because I've showed a house where it's like, oh my God, that looks like that pipe is wrapped in asbestos. Yeah. I'm never buying this house. But that's not a total red flag, correct?
Okay.
I used to tell them that. I said, don't worry about it. I used to have fires with asbestos.
It's just a little seepage. Yeah. Okay.
Asbestos is your friend.
You see,
just pull it off.
Now might be a good time to apologize.
I got a guy.
I know. Yeah.
Well, they're all dead. Yeah.
You see what happens? You end up in radio. That's what happens.
Exactly. All right, we got to set a break. All right, you guys can you guys stick around? We got Terry Barr coming up. Because I got more questions for you guys.
Oh, you got it.
Ben and Deanna Malcor, we don't want to let them go. We got Terry Barr coming up. Slice of Wisconsin back after this.
Oh, you don't have to go.
This is Oshkosh Air Support, WISS. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Tony Weed is the winner in Northeast Wisconsin's 8th U.S. House seat Republican primary. Lisa Hale reports.
Weed faced off against State Senator Andre Jacques and former State Senator Roger Roth in two elections for the 8th Congressional District. One was for the remainder of Congressman Mike Gallagher's current term, which ended in January. The other was for a full term. Tony Weed will be the one to face Democrat Kristen Lierley on the November 5th ballot. I'm Lisa Hale.
Rebecca Cook emerges from a heated Democratic primary in Western Wisconsin's 3rd District for the right to take on Republican incumbent Derek Van Orden. Also, Wisconsin voters reject two constitutional amendment questions to move federal funds distribution from the governor to state lawmakers. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. The general election races are now set. In Wisconsin Assembly District 1, Democrat Renee Palpum of Kewaunee will take on Republican incumbent Joe Kitchens of Sturgeon Bay. In Wisconsin Assembly District 4, Democrat Jane Benson of Suamico will take on Republican incumbent David Steffen of Green Bay. In Wisconsin Assembly 6, we'll see Shirley Hinz, a Democrat from Shawano, taking on Elijah Benke. And in Wisconsin Assembly District 25, Stephen Welch of Two Rivers will take on Republican Paul Tittle of Manitowoc. The city of Neenah has joined with the American Legion Post 33 to bring a new veterans memorial to Shattuck Park. The project will add 6 flagpoles and flags for all branches of the U.S. military, Army, Air Force, Coast Guard, Marine Corps, Navy, and Space Force. Shattuck Park is the location for all of Neenah's Veterans Day celebrations. And that's what you need to know. I'm Lisa Hale, WISS News.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Nick Cannon says he would love to get back together with his first and only wife, Mariah Carey. And he told E! News they belong together. The problem? He says she doesn't want him. The couple divorced in 2016 after 8 years of marriage. Cannon is the host of several shows, including The Masked Singer. But despite a crazy busy schedule, he still found time to sire most of the children born in America over the last 2 decades, including 2 with Carey. Fans of Colin Jost's Wiki Feet page will have to wait for some new material. The SNL cast member was covering the Olympic surfing competition when he cut his foot on a coral reef and developed a staph infection, which then became an ear infection. Injury aside, the news from Tahiti wasn't all bad for Jost. While recuperating, it was announced he will host the new Jeopardy spinoff, where foot injuries are few and far between. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Sunny this morning with clouds increasing this afternoon. We'll get into the low 80s for a high today with wind out of the south at 5 to 15. Showers and thundershowers tonight, tomorrow, into tomorrow night. Some locally heavy rainfall amounts of an inch or more possible. Our high tomorrow in the low 70s. Scattered rain will continue through Thursday into Friday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 66.
Hi, it's Jim Schmidt and John Meinl from Meinl and the Mayor.
Join us live on location Tuesday morning, August 27th from 6 to 9. We'll broadcast from Simple Life Hospitality's Green and Gold Party House across from Lambeau Field. Even the Packer Band will be there.
Can't make it in the morning? Swing by their open house from noon till 6. Enjoy snacks, sign up for prizes, and take a tour.
Love what you see? Well, then be the first to book the house for your Green and Gold Bash before somebody else grabs it. That's Tuesday morning, August 27th, live from 6 to 9.
See you there.
Are you ready to hit a home run with your business marketing? It's time to step up to the plate and get noticed with help from your local MVP senior account executive, Peter Van Doren. Whether you're a rookie or seasoned pro, I'm here to help you score big with unbeatable radio advertising and digital marketing solutions. Don't wait until the ninth inning. Get started now, and let's hit a grand slam together. Contact me by email today, peter@civicmedia.us.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time. We'll be live on location at Volk Field with the Wisconsin Air National Guard's Northern Lightning, a great training exercise. Learn all about aircraft, pilots, and more. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
You know I can't smile without.
Like, hey, why would you listen to this?
I don't know.
Barry.
Todd, oh, is he in town?
Todd always has
Barry
a theme. Terry Barr.
Oh, Terry Barr. This she likes this guy?
Hi, Terry.
Does she like this guy? Oh, my. Now, wait. I heard one of you is a fan of Lowe. Come on.
That Johnny,
I am.
He told
I like
people,
Barry Manilow. And he but watched, his tickets were like $400 in town.
Yeah, the tickets were expensive. No, but this is what he did. He told people this.
I made a mistake.
There was something on TV, like a sports
Christmas
event or something.
Okay.
No. There was something on TV worth watching. And I said, what'd you watch last night? You said, well, I just took an Afghan, which is weird in itself. And I just sat on the sofa and I watched the Barry Manilow special. I'm like, John, we are on the air.
Things I wish I had never said.
But then for his birthday, I was going to go buy him tickets. I went out there, and the cheapest ticket was, what, $230?
Yeah. Then they went for over $400.
I know. They.
Yeah.
So he was in Green Bay on his final tour, but they all make 3 or 4 final tours, so I'm not.
That is a true thing, and everybody said he has never been better. I did not make this show, but I have seen him 4 times in the
past. Wow!
Really?
Wow!
But here's why we were playing that. Were any of you in high school band?
Yeah.
Okay.
Were you guys?
How much do instruments cost these
not.
Days?
Deanna? No. Todd? Todd was. What did you play, Todd? I didn't know that. Drums. Oh, wow. Right, that's cool.
I can see it.
Snare drum.
Yeah, that makes sense. You guys, instruments now cost anywhere from $2,000 to $5,000. We're talking like a trumpet or a trombone.
Are you serious?
Well, nothing's cheap anymore. But Barry Manilow gave to Bayport High School band director Ashley Segrist $10,000 for her band program.
Wow. That's awesome.
Yeah, and he is doing this in every location where he has a show, this entire tour. The only other stop he had in Wisconsin was in Milwaukee, and he did the same thing for the Cudahy High School band director.
Nice.
That's cool.
You know, that's cool when they come in and make something. Kiss did that, right? They came in and made some donation to veterans organization. And that's nice
they
when they
always do.
Right.
Yeah.
And, I mean, people love them anyway, but that's just, and look, 10,000, that's.
Yeah,
it's nice to the
still,
school,
yeah.
But it's...
Yeah. They're not going broke.
You want to put another zero on there, Barry?
When they go to Denny's after the concert, it's like, oh, I'm not going to get the combo.
But anyway, that is just great. I mean, it's God bless them for doing that. Yeah, and band is always one of those things that's on a chopping block, you know? People understand how important that is. I know. Yeah, no, it's good here, but we really came close to eliminating that. It's like, these kids got to play music. So anyway, I went and talked in favor of band.
Keeps
you out of trouble.
It does.
He's given
good friends.
$10 million at this point.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
Manilow, $10 million?
Yes.
Wow, that's fantastic.
Wow, now that's
something.
That's a lot of money. Yeah. We've got Ben and Deanna Malcor here from Bay Area Realty. Ben just said he's going to match that.
I knew I liked you guys.
Yeah. He said his agents are going to all contribute.
I'm fumbling for my wallet right now.
Yeah, she is.
It's going to be a Monopoly money.
And Deanna is smacking him in the face. Exactly.
Those type of dollars are about that big.
The little dollars.
Yes.
Terry, what is going on around the state of Wisconsin?
Well, let's talk 2 slices. How about that?
We'll do a
double slice of Wisconsin.
Do it.
Okay. You know the home of the hamburger, correct?
Oh, yeah.
Seymour?
Yes. Okay. Very good. Okay. And how did the hamburger begin?
I should know this because
I might know that.
I used to do lots with them for the very first one with Hamburger Charlie and everything.
That guy came to my office. We took some promo pictures.
Yeah, he's a good friend of mine. Yeah, he's a football coach there for a lot of years.
Okay.
Oh, I should know. He gave me the book. I have the book that he gave me. How did it get started? I don't know.
Two pieces of bread and a slab of meat.
I don't know.
Well, it wasn't ham, was it?
Tell us, Daryl.
No, who said 2 pieces of bread and a slab of meat?
That was me.
That was Ben.
Yeah, no, that's pretty much it. So some kid is like 10 years old. He decides he's going to, bike to the fairgrounds, and he wants to try to make a little cash. So he does. He takes a bunch of hamburger, but he makes them into like roly-poly balls and puts them on bread. And nobody can walk around and eat that. So the next year he decides, all right, I'm going to smoosh those down. There's the hamburger.
Really? And it happened in Seymour.
Yes.
Wow. Yeah, Bill Collar, the longtime football coach, he was Hamburger Charlie.
Yeah.
Because he looked so much like the guy then that did it. Well, that's cool. Yeah. Is that taking place this week then? Hamburger Fest?
Yeah, that's coming up. Yeah, this weekend.
Outstanding. Woo-hoo. Hey, did you go to the State Fair?
Good timing on that.
Did you go to the State Fair, Terry?
I did not make it this year.
Okay.
Oh, did you?
No, I did not. They had great attendance, I heard, though.
Yes, always. And, the weather can be iffy in August, but it was good for most of their days.
Yeah, it really was.
Did you guys go to the fair?
Didn't.
Nope. Anything on a stick. Yep, that's... Yeah.
I've always wanted a fried Snickers bar.
Yeah.
I've always wanted it.
On a stick.
You're going to have to do a long walk before that one.
Yeah, I know. I have to train for that.
I can just see you on the Fox River Trail with that in your hand.
Walking and eating a fried Snickers bar.
Just melting down your hand.
So can I.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. I can so see that. Wow. Yeah, I really can. Oh. What else is going on? This is a wonderful time of year. In fact, Jim was talking to a guy yesterday. They had, we promoted a thing last week about a huge fir church. Was a Prince of Peace.
Kind of a newer church out in Bellevue.
They ran out of things. They had to keep by noon. There were so many people that showed up. They're going to make over $100,000 on this church picnic. But he said they scientifically, tell what he said, Jim.
They looked at the weather for the summer, right? Church picnics are in the summer.
And like researched it.
And last 11 years. And they looked in the week of the 13th, or the third week of August, not really so much a day, is the best week for weather statistically for no rain and no humidity. And so they picked that week and they, like Johnny said, they cleared over 100,000. He said way over. He didn't have the numbers, but they... And it was great. They have a car show. They had 300 cars there. They had 350 people show up with show cars, and they had to turn 50 people away.
400 auction items.
400 auction items. And then they just, so if they pick a different week and then buy the same stuff, they're going to have to donate it to the shelter. You know, I mean, it's really smart that they, because that's all outdoors out there, right?
Yep.
And so that's interesting, right? We look at, even if, I don't know, if I was getting married, I would look at that week because statistically it's the best week in the summer in Green Bay.
Interesting.
Isn't that though?
That was brilliant on their part. Yeah.
So what else you got going on, Terry?
Okay, so new slice coming out today. And we're taking a look at history of fishing rods and reels.
Oh,
Zebco.
Yeah. So this business remains in Park Falls, Wisconsin, one of the first, and now it's considered one of the best, is St. Croix Rods and Reels. Oh, yeah. And they were the first to take a bamboo rod way back in the 30s and 40s. And people were complaining because they couldn't walk to the fishing hole or travel to wherever they wanted to go with this bamboo rod. So they figured out how to make it into a three-piece rod and reel. First place to ever do that. And that is still their claim to fame.
And so they're collector items.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
They now have 800-plus rod and reels that most of them
have won awards. No, it's not a cane pole. No, they used to be cane poles. And what they did, like she said... They developed it where it was interlocking, where it'd be three parts, so it wasn't going to be like 8 feet long.
But a cane pole?
Yeah. Well, it always used to be cane poles, and what they did is
You're listening to my question. It's still a cane pole. It just comes apart three times?
Well,
you fit it? Okay.
At that time, now, of course. Well, okay.
Have you ever got trout fishing on the middle of a swamp in the woods?
Me and Opie.
And by the way, for you saying Zebco,
I have the urge to whistle.
Zebco is like the lowest rung of the ladder for fishing.
Bemidji, Minnesota.
Yes.
I'm from Minnesota.
Are you from Minnesota?
Yeah.
Where?
Originally, Blaine.
Blaine, where's that?
It's a little bit north of Minneapolis.
So okay.
Huge soccer complex there, so I know a lot of people travel there for soccer tournaments and stuff.
Oh, neat.
Yeah.
The girl we had on yesterday was from Hopkins High School.
Oh, yeah.
And her classmate is that girl that was like one of the greatest basketball players ever. I can't think of her name. She played at UConn. She's in the WNBA now. Yeah. Oh, Paige. Boy. Paige Bruckner.
Yes. Huh. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right.
Zebco. I can't believe you brought up Zebco.
Okay,
that'd
see?
Be like in those old
How
infomercials.
Dare you?
The Zebco, you know, the little pocket rocket.
All right, yeah. So then you think
I
will tell you. So you
that's what he had.
No, what
that's
happened?
What he had. That's what he had. His leader hose.
His leader hose.
With the pouch.
You
with
think I grew up pocket rocket?
Yeah, you think I grew up gifted? We had Zebco.
Okay.
404. We had those.
But you fished the lake. Is
no,
what I
fished the river.
Oh, the river. The East Twin?
Yeah.
Okay.
He lived on there.
Okay. All sure. right. I'm sorry, Terry. I apologize for him. Go ahead.
Hey, that. Oh tell God. Me a little bit, that hamburger thing, are they going to make the, don't they always go to Guinness for the world's largest hamburger?
Correct.
They did.
They
I remember
make,
that, yeah.
Do they do it every year?
I don't know if they do that anymore.
They can, yeah.
Okay.
That yep. is a great, great festival. Parking. Yeah.
Bring your own cheese.
And you're, of course, from the home of the Sunday, right?
Oh, yeah.
Two Rivers.
Terry, did you know that Jim's hometown was the where the hot fudge Sunday was invented?
Yes. And there's a city out east that throws us a little, you know, controversy
shade.
Once in a while. A little
sure.
shade.
Oh,
sure. But it's,
yeah.
it's Two Rivers. It's Two Rivers. Some pharmacy guy came up with it. So
sure. I knew that, but I didn't know that was where you're from.
Oh, yes. Oh, my gosh. Absolutely. I'm
yeah. See, we learn something new every day, all
end up,
of us. I
might
love
end
it.
Up there again someday. So.
It was also the pot capital of Wisconsin when he lived there. No lie.
Well, I do hear but plants grow well in Two Rivers.
They do. I was just going to say it was good quality. So not a lot of stems. Not a lot of stems.
Is your mom listening?
Oh, yeah. My mom.
Oh, yeah. Hey, stop. Don't forget that, Terry. His 92-year-old mom is listening, and she's singing the rosary at the same time.
She's going to be 92 tomorrow.
No.
Oh, yeah. That's awesome.
I'm going to sing happy birthday to her.
That's fine. She'll be listening.
Oh, my gosh.
She's 92 tomorrow.
Got to sing happy birthday to her tomorrow.
Oh, I mean, August 15th.
Yes, you
yeah.
have to do that.
Yeah, she's going to be 92 tomorrow.
And she's a
cool.
she's a diehard listener.
She's a diehard listener, oh. and she's just, man, she's something else. So.
I got to tell you my favorite story about her, though. So Jim is the most wonderful son. He cooks wonderful meals for her, her favorite thing. So I think it was Mother's Day. He made this, was it rice?
Yes. She wanted, what was it? No, she wanted, what did I make her? Wasn't it chop suey? She likes that.
Or something like that.
Yeah.
Oh. So, he goes to the store to buy.
It was chop suey.
Teriyaki.
It was chop suey.
And it was like, I mean, you know, $2. But there's another one. It's like $6. Like, oh my gosh, this got to be so much better. So, being the good son, he bought the most expensive teriyaki. Sure. Tell the rest of the story.
Oh, no.
So then I made it for her, chop suey. And it was good. She likes it. And it made sure the pork was all tender, you know, making. Anyway, I brought that to her and she wanted the cheaper chop suey. She wanted the cheaper sauce because the stuff I got was just, Jim, this is too
He's
spicy.
He's like, hey, how did you like it? He goes, how did you like the chop suey? She goes, I gave it away. It was too spicy.
Oh,
no.
Well, and it was, I just want to, you know, John said $2 to $6. It was a little bit more than that. So price isn't always better for your mom. So yeah. I should have just stayed with the $2
stuff. And not to steal Terry's thunder here, but a little known fact, Kiko Man soy sauce brewed here in Wisconsin as well.
Really?
Correct.
Yes.
I didn't know that.
Yes.
The
The Kiko Man soy sauce brewed in Wisconsin.
All right, I'm getting that next
Absolutely.
Time.
Absolutely.
Okay, I'll bring it. I know you spoiled my surprise for my mom.
Oh, no.
I was going to bring her a bottle of Kiko sauce.
Maybe she was just rounding her at the corner to the crucifix and wasn't paying attention.
It's the beads, John.
Oh,
it's
the beads, whatever.
Anyway, yes. So, yeah, you can sing to her tomorrow. She'll like that.
I would love that.
Anyway.
What else you got going, Terry?
Keep busy.
Good question. I hear some music.
Yeah.
Let's dance.
This goes by way too fast.
Let's have a Wednesday dance party.
I would do that. Ooh. Terry Barr, Slice of Wisconsin. I loved working with you back in our TV days and love having you on our radio show.
Oh, and I love you guys.
All right,
so much
Terry.
Fun.
Thanks for what you do for the entire state of Wisconsin and for Civic Media.
Civic Media.
You're the best. Thank
have
you,
a great
Terry.
Day.
You too. We'll be back with more of the Mountain Course right after this.
Was You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, the Fox Valley's home of Mino and the Mayor.
This fall, Wisconsin voters will cast critical votes for U.S. Senate, determining the direction of our state and nation on important issues. The ACLU does not endorse or oppose candidates, but wants voters to make an informed decision in the U.S. Senate election. Abortion is at stake in this election. On abortion rights, what have Senate candidates Tammy Baldwin and Eric Hovde said? Here's Eric Hovde.
I am a strong believer in pro-life. I am totally opposed to abortion.
And this interview.
Do you think Roe versus Wade should be overturned?
Yes.
Here's Tammy Baldwin.
I want women to decide.
And
I am pro-choice.
And
I lead the effort to restore Roe versus Wade to our national laws.
In their own words, Tammy Baldwin supports abortion rights while Eric Hovde opposes abortion rights.
ACLU Voter Education Fund is responsible for the content of this advertising.
Paid for by ACLU Voter Education Fund, 212-549-2500. Not authorized by a candidate or candidate's committee.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, the Fox Valley's home for the Devil's Advocates radio show.
Hey, welcome back. This segment brought to you by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. How do you say welcome to your guests? Say it with a new entry door from Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Say it with color. The possibilities are endless thanks to Pella's custom colors. Say it with glass. Pella's premium doors stand out due to their distinguished craftsmanship. Say it with a great deal. Get 0% interest for up to 3 years with no money down and equal payments. Hurry up, though. This offer ends on the 31st. Certain restrictions do apply. Visit PellaWI.com. We're with the Melcors. We were talking about that, about money back versus what you spend on your house. Yeah. And the front doors and the windows are so right. big, right? And you've done it.
The return on investment, the ROI.
Yeah. Yeah.
The
ROI. Remember that term. ROI.
What is that again?
I know. Jeez. I know.
You would, you would not pass my class. I will tell you that. No, I think that speaks a lot. And we're talking about Astor Park, and they have their showcase of homes this weekend, 40 homes, six that you can go into. And when you walk around to those older homes, the front door makes a statement.
It does.
Yeah. There's some pretty cool things. And you look at what Pella does, you know, they do the oval windows. Yep. Some of it's etched. Some of it you can see through. John was talking about he doesn't like this.
I don't like that when people can see into my house.
You don't?
No, do you guys?
You know,
it doesn't bother me.
Here's what I love. When you pull up to a house
I know what you're going to say.
I love when you can see, there's so many windows you can see right through their house. It's so cool looking. I couldn't do it though.
I just.
We don't have any curtains in the living room. A lot of places in Astor Park don't.
Well, I mean, we do now, but in our home we did.
I like that openness, and I don't know.
Okay, the situation they had last night from a chafing. What would you do about that?
I would be in the bathroom, John. I wouldn't be walking around the house.
I couldn't have anything on.
Naked. I would call the police. I would that's disorderly conduct.
Public nuisance.
In your public nuisance. That's better. That's more expensive.
And the list goes on.
It's because you're not on the ground floor.
No, but people, your home is, like I said, for many, many people, it's their biggest investment outside of maybe a business.
Yeah.
You want to keep it up, but if you're going to keep it up, why not keep it up with the best stuff? Yeah. Right. And Pella was great to us. I mean, they came over, and this is, you know, before. It was probably 10 years ago. But they put together, and it's been a long-term program. It's been two windows a year for 20 years.
You're in a district where historically things have to be.
We can't.
Got the old windows.
Yeah, we can't use, like, Menards windows.
Right.
You know, they kind of put the
smack on. Do you explain that to people sometimes if they're buying a house in some of those districts?
Oh, windows always come up when we're looking. Yeah. It's one of the, honestly, I feel like it's one of the first things that buyers walk to and look at the windows to see if they're still, you know, they. Old windows, if they've been upgraded, whether they're vinyl, whether they're wood. I mean, there's so many different options.
You got to clean them. You want to make sure they're really easy. Stuff and the screens. Yeah.
If a buyer can't open it, they're going to assume something's wrong.
Right.
And sometimes it can be something just, like you said, not being cleaned and kind of getting stuck.
But it's kind
of
cool when the screen's between the two panes of glass, you know, you don't have to take it out.
Yeah.
You have, like, your originals? Did they have, I've seen them where they got
the
a weight?
Yeah.
Like
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, how long ago would that be when they...
Oh, my God. Yeah. I mean, that's going back to, right, I would say, early 1900s.
Wow.
Yeah.
With
earlier.
With the tube and wire.
I had that too.
Yeah. But no, I just and I just want to say one more plug for Pella because I really love that company. The fact that they just come with like a laptop and or whatever those are called and just go through different options and it's like, yeah, that would look really cool in my house. I never thought of that.
Yeah.
And you know, you can spend a little bit more and do arched windows too, which you know, then you gotta get a carpenter in there. But they do all the work, which is and we did that upstairs.
You know, windows are expensive. So make sure that you're going with a reliable company.
And I would just want to say that it's also a budget item. I mean, two windows a year, three windows a year, and you just but in 10 years you replace your windows.
Yep.
But it's not cheap.
It's not cheap, but it makes a difference.
I was telling Johnny that when we did our third floor, the how much
third
it reduced.
Third or fourth?
Whatever.
Because you have four levels.
Okay.
But you can.
For anybody watching, he just put up the fourth.
You can stand up there and look where the carriage house used to be.
Exactly. You guys, I just want to say, I'm trying to make a point here before I was rudely interrupted. It just saved the heat bill big time.
Oh, huge.
Yeah. I think our payback was way less than 2 years on that. Yeah. Which is. So it's like, oh my gosh, I got to spend this kind of money. But then it's like, wait a minute, I'm going to save this kind of money. So anyway, that's the things that you
But both ways, heat and keeping the air.
For sure. There's some of those old windows, old homes that you can stand by the window and you can feel either the cold coming in or the heat coming in.
Get this.
It's a big difference.
We were at a party last night and we talked to a guy that grew up like in Denmark or something. But his bedroom, they didn't have any insulation.
Yes.
And he said that they would get a glass of water. It would be frozen in the morning.
They would sleep four brothers to a bed in the winter.
Wow. Just to be warm.
And
they had this like down comfort, not down, but whatever. He told us about a comforter they had there.
It's all feathers.
Yeah.
Sure. Homemade out of feathers.
Okay. Yeah.
Sure. But they could use a good Afghan.
I don't think they called it down.
Good Afghan.
No, there's a different term.
Yeah, it was a different term, but, four boys in a bed, and he said that on the dresser the water would be frozen when they woke up.
That's crazy.
I mean, that's like that's Child Protective Service.
Why were the basements so low in those houses in like Astor Park? They're only like maybe 5'8" the height.
That's a good question. I just don't you know, it's not something that they were probably looking to know. Put any usable space in, so why invest in the extra money?
I think when they first started, it wasn't something that they it wasn't going to be, you know, it was a lot of stone. You know, you see a lot of old, it wasn't going to be rooms down there.
Right.
It was more for your utilities, and the water wells were down there, and the
cisterns.
You know.
So,
it, you know, it was more for the utility of it. You didn't need high ceilings.
I like it, though, because I feel tall.
I know. When I have to dump.
Oh, I have to scoop here.
I always send Deanna down.
Yeah.
Go down there.
I know. There are some short ones.
Yes, they are. It's so much fun having you guys here. Ben and Deanna Malacourt. We just love having you guys down here. Bay Area Realty located right in the corner of Walt. You pretty much own the block there. Between Broadway and the bridge.
We like to think so.
It's all yours. Although, you know what I love? When I walk that stretch, there's that one building. And again, you need to walk. I'm 90 years old. But I'm just learning this. You need to walk to really get to know and appreciate an area.
Yeah,
absolutely.
And there's in that one building just down from you guys, between you guys and the bridge, I looked up and in the cement, must have been built like when Model A's and Model T's.
Oh, they had the car in there.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's an insurance building.
Yeah,
insurance building.
Have you ever read the plaque that's at the corner of that as well? Yeah.
There's some cool architecture. Cool. You'll never ever see that driving.
Just
go for a walk.
You don't take it in.
These older neighborhoods and just
and even a lot of those buildings on Broadway.
Yeah, and if you're in a neighborhood, people are very friendly.
Yeah,
it's just 100% totally worth doing. So, all right,
Wow, great stuff.
Yeah, it's been fun.
Thanks for having us. Thank you so much. Always wonderful having you guys here. Bay Area Realty, give them a call. They are the best. We gotta go. Hey, thanks for being here, everybody. See ya.
Oshkosh Air Support, WISS. Crude and Dom.
Tune in to the Devil's Advocates for a whopper of a Wednesday edition. We'll have all the electoral results in the great state of Wisconsin and our friend Bill Press in the happier happy hour. Devils.
The Devil's Advocates. Weekdays 4 till 6.
Sometimes life's challenges leave you feeling alone. We all need someone who understands and listens without judgment. That's what the 988 Wisconsin Lifeline is for. 988 is free and confidential. Trained counselors are ready to listen and provide support 24/7 for mental health and substance use concerns. You can contact 988 for yourself or for someone you know. Don't wait. Call or text 988 or chat online at 988wisconsin.org. 988 24/7. Call, text, chat. Here to support you.
Brought to you by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support. WISS 1100 AM Berlin. W252 DR Oshkosh. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.